Blog Talk Radio. took time out to spend some time with God, you know, talk to him and sit back and listen to see what he had to say. And just know that God is God, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every week of a month, every month of a year, and every year of a century and so on. I thank God for that. So let's go right into prayer, okay? Father God, we come to you on today, this evening, depending on where we at. God, we just ask you to just come into our hearts, oh Lord. Give us the spirit of patience. Give us the spirit of understanding. And God, give us the spirit of common sense. God, give us the desire. Give us the want to be saved. Give us the desire and the want to ask you to forgive us of every sin we have committed regularly, unregularly, knowingly, unknowingly. Sins we're not aware of, sins we are aware of. God, we just want to say we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you and ask you for forgiveness. And we thank you, oh God, we thank you. Teach us, oh God, how to wait on you and patiently wait on you. Teach us, oh Lord. God, we ask you to just cover our families, save all of our loved ones. God, we know that your word says you wish that none would perish. But God, we just ask you to save our loved ones. God, we just ask you to cover our households, our apartments, our buildings, even if we're homeless, God. Whatever it is we have, God, we just ask you to cover it, oh God. We ask you to cover our children's friends, all of our family members, cousins, nieces, nephews, great nieces, great nephews, grandchildren, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, grandparents, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, fiancés. God, we just ask you to cover God, sisters, God, brothers, God, daughters, God, sons, God, anything and everything that has claimed to be a part of us, oh God. Cover. Thank you, oh Lord. Give an understanding to everyone that there is a season for everything. And God, we ask you for in this season, teach us how to ask you for the things that we want. Teach us how to ask you before we buy that car. Teach us how to ask you about things before we buy that house. Teach us how to ask about things before we get asked for that job or take that job or relocate or stay or even retire. God, don't let us miss you in this season, oh God. Teach us how to wait on you. Don't let us miss you, oh God, because we're impatient. Again, God, teach us patience. Cover America, God. Cover Chicago, God. Cover us, oh God. Let this virus pass. Let it be destroyed, oh God. We know it's a new way of life, but oh God, if we're taking these vaccines, oh Lord, let us be in a place where we don't have to worry about getting sick again. And everyone that's sick from the COVID and anything else that's going on, oh God, treat them, heal them, deliver them, oh Lord. Treat them, heal them, deliver them, oh God. God, we thank you. God, let these jobs that have people that's been affected with this situation be patient. Don't fire them. Don't kick them out. Don't put them out. Don't give up on them. Don't let them go. But stay there for them. Let these insurance companies keep paying for the services and the treatments that they need, oh God. Cover us, oh God. Cover us, cover us. Cover from the White House down to the neighborhood block club. God, cover all the in-betweens. God, cover each and every one of us. Cover Smile 3E, God. Let it do what you called it to do. We know that it's a ministry that you have called for. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now, let's start off with something kind of simple. This one word, it's spelled two different ways, but it sounded like it's weak. We know that in the beginning, God separated the darkness and the light. He did things on the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, and he rests on the seventh. So we know that was the first week we had, that W-E-E-K. Then we know that there is another week, W-E-A-K. It's a lack of physical strength and energy, lack of power. In Romans 14:1, it says, as for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinion. So that's what the words say concerning weak, W-E-A-K. A lot of times we're weak when it comes to saying, I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that, and our desires, our bad habits take hold. We're weak. But that's when we can turn to God and get in his word. He said, let those who's weak say they're strong. We can start reciting his word back to us. We take his word back to him, and we start talking about the difference with being, you could be weak, W-E-A-K, inside of a week, W-E-E-K. That was just something I threw in there. But you also have the word air. Now, in Genesis 2 and 7, it talks about how God breathed the breath of life into Adam's nostrils, and he became a living soul. So that was the air that God filled his lungs with. That's A-I-R. Then you have the heir to a throne, an heir of inheritance. Like we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ in the glory of God. That's H-E-I-R. So we just thank God for that chance of being considered an heir. Ain't it good to know that God truly called us his sons and daughters, because his word says, how does it go? A wise parent leaves an inheritance to his children. So with us having the right to be a co-heir with Jesus Christ, and we teach our children, and they teach their children, that's a wise parent leaving an inheritance to their children's children. So I thank God for that. Now, it's two things this word right here means. It's called red. It's like this picture in the back. That's R-E-D. That's red. And then you pick up a book, like a Bible. The Holy Bible. You can say, oh, yes, I read Matthew 6:33 that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I also read in Psalms 23, the Lord's Prayer. I also read, you know. So you got to understand the different meanings of different words. Red, the color. Some people make their hair that color. Some people call light-skinned people red bone. Some people call your eyes, if you don't get enough sleep or whatever reason, they say your eyes are bloodshot red. We know that when you bleed, once the oxygen hits your blood, because in your veins is blue, but once the oxygen hit it, it turns red. So, and when Jesus died, he shed his blood, and we talk about how the blood of Jesus, how does red blood clean us and make us white as snow? Oh, that's another story. The red. This lipstick I had on today was red. But that's just some other things with different meanings. You can, R-E-A-D, you say, I read that book, I read that stop sign, I read your expression, I read your lips. I read the, what was going across the screen in closed caption. So the words sound the same, but they mean different. We have, this is close to my heart. I am right-handed, R-I-G-H-T. And my last name, and my son's last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. So it's Wright. I love the word Wright because it says that Jesus sits on the right hand, the right side of God, and he constantly intercedes for us. Thank you, Lord, being on my Father's right side, interceding for me. Then you have night. You have N-I-G-H-T, where in the beginning, when God was separating the daytime from the nighttime, he had put two lights, the greater light for the day and the lesser light for the night, N-I-G-H-T. Then we go on and find out about the knights at the round table, the knight that serves a king, the knight that serves a queen, that's K-E-I-G-H-T, that kind of knight. Or you, and we say in the world, oh, he's my knight in shining armor. Mm-hmm. That's what some of us say, the knight. Now you have light. Light is three lights. You have L-I-T-E, which is well considered if you're drinking a pop or eating some food. You say, well, that's a low calorie, a low fat, or low sugar. You want a light serving. You want to make sure the ingredients in there says it's light. You don't want, you know, they think it's a diet pop, light, which I believe you have the same amount of sugar, just a nasty taste. That's me. Now, that's my personal opinion. Then you have L-Y-T. It's a liquid source of vitamin. You have a liquid source of vitamins that, they normally give to animals, you know, when you want to treat animals with heartworms and other things, or you want to just give them things that help them, they coat shine and stuff like that, and you know it's going to be hard for them to eat pills, so you kind of like try to get it in a liquid form. They sell them, it costs a little more, or some people crunch up the pills and put it in powder form, but we're talking about the light. L-Y-T-E, a liquid source of medicine. Now, you have the light you can see in my picture, my light that's in the ceiling. It lights up, illuminates, it makes things shine. The daytime, you see the sunlight, it comes through your window most time in the morning to wake you up. When you walk out, you say, oh, where's the light? It's gloomy out, or you're looking for how to block the sunlight. It's that light. It also, light is also known for igniting a fire, like you want to cook a barbecue grill or you light the stove. That's the ignition. That's the light. Now you also have words like some. I want some of that. Give me some of that. Oh, that's some over there. You have SUM, which is a particular amount of money. You know, what is the sum of that money right there? You added that together, so what was the sum you came up with? Mm-hmm. Then you have SOME, which is an unspecific amount of numbers. You could be counting, I remember growing up, the teacher would have us count from 0 to 9. And then we learned the double digits. Then we learned the triple digits. And so it was a unspecific amount of numbers. When you're counting money, it's a sum of money, S-U-M, but it's an unspecific amount of money. You could be counting S-O-M-E. Now, let's talk about this one. depends on where you at. Like in America, mostly in the English language, if you look up laboratory, you're talking about a building or a room that's set aside for science, for discovery. You know, people are mixing chemicals or trying to come up with a treatment like they are trying to come up with something for the COVID, for 12 and under, you know, or they're trying to come up with another form of treatment or mixing some things together. We know what happens if you mix ammonia and bleach. You don't need no laboratory to tell you what's going to happen with that, do you? No, you don't. Then if you're in England, a lot of other countries, they say laboratory is the bathroom, the washroom, the toilet, where the toilet is. It depends on who you're talking to, or should I say the scale of people you're talking to. So, you know, they try to say, I'm going to the laboratory. To the fan, where's your ladies' room or where's your man's room? I need to go use the washroom. Depends on where you at. Okay. Now, you got this right here. Note. You got K-N-O-W. You know what you're saying? I knew. I mean, I know she's coming. I know they're going to be there. I know the answer to that. And then you got somebody to ask you a question. Are you going to pay for that for me? N-O. A lot of times they don't say the word no no more. They just say N-O. O-O-O-O. So you got no. You got K-N-O-W and you got N-O. Let's turn this other one around. New. Now, yes, we can stop off some new shoes. N-E-W. Oh, I got my hair done. I colored my hair. I got a new look on. N-E-W. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or somebody be saying, girl, I knew that. Remember I said it depends on how you say it. You can say, oh, yes, I knew that. Or, hey, I knew that. Mm-hmm. So you went from politely saying, yes, I knew. Or to, that's it, I knew that. That's K-N-E-W. Now, when you want to express your surprise, that's N-U. N-U, yeah. Now, you got by and by, B-Y. You say, well, I went by there. That's B-U-Y. Well, that's me buying something. I'm going to buy that. Or you got a B-Y-E, made it by. You know how they got to say now, made it by. You know, so you got scoop. I want a scoop ice cream. Spell the same. S-C-O-O-P. Or a reporter say, oh, we went over there and got the scoop to that story. Or the person in your neighborhood, you know, excuse me, she said, my name is Johnson and you didn't hear that from me. She wanted to give you the scoop. What's happening down the street, girl? You don't know. You don't know. As Margot said, bye, Felicia. You have to get the scoop. Now, you got two. Two and two. T-O, it's like a motion. Like you start a letter off. To whom this may concern. Or to my beloved. Or to Mrs. Johnson or Mrs. Henry or Mrs. Charles or Mrs. Romack. You address it to Mr., you know, Fields or Mr. Somebody, to whom it may concern. Then you have two, like T-O-O. You'll look over and say, is he coming too? Or, are you coming too? You know. Mm-hmm. Then you want to tell a child's age or how long you've been wearing your hair like that, or just say, oh, she's 2 years old, or oh, I've been doing this for too long, or it's TWO. Okay. So you also have so. Now, the best thing about so is, I'm going to start with the good ones first. If you can repair, if you can fix, or you can put together, you sew an outfit. S-E-W. You repair a pair of pants or something. I remember when my son was going on his prom, and okay, got this tuxedo for him. And I don't know what happened or how it happened, because the suit was big enough. It wasn't tight. He stooped down and the pants bust. And my god sister, Cheryl Combs, was over, and she got a needle and a thread, and she sewed some stitches in those pants that made the pants better than they did at first. It looked like it had been sewed with a machine, but because she know how to sew. I had a cousin before she went on to be with the Glory of God, with the Glory to God. Her name was Carol Gibson. Ain't nothing Carol couldn't sew. Carol could look at an outfit, and she can examine it and go home and cut it out without a pattern and make it just like that. People thought she wore designer clothes, but she made her clothes. You could not tell she did not have designer clothes, because she can look at it and will go find the same material and sew an outfit together. That's SCW. Ain't that a gift? Yes, it is. So I was talking with my sister, Apostle Elect, and we was talking about, we use this word, it's spelled like, it's a compound word, across. You say, oh, yes, I live across the street from them, or I parked across the street. Yes, Margot, Carol was a natural singer. It's nothing she could make. My mom was a natural stringer. When we were kids, she used to make our clothes. But as we got older, she, you know, she bought us things. But back to this other word, across. You could say it's A-C-R-O-S-S, because you're compounding two words, the A and cross. I would say, yes, I live across the street from her, or I parked across the street, or I'm going to go across the street, or yes, that is located across the street from the other store, which a lot of people think is the best store in the world, Walmart. And then our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he died for our sins. He was nailed to a cross. So when you look at words, you got to understand the meaning that the word is being used in, the sentence, the phrase, the conversation. If I say to you, oh, they nailed Jesus to a cross, we don't just say, oh, they nailed him to the cross. No, we say they nailed Jesus to a cross, because it was a particular cross they nailed him to, and it was a particular place they set that cross. So also you have another word that's spelled the same, but it has two meanings. I love corn. I love to eat an ear of corn. Corn straight off the ear. That's what we call it. And you just, it's an ear of corn with butter and salt. And sometimes I buy the corn that the Mexicans make, but they shave it off the ear and put it in a cup with their little ingredients, but it's still delicious. It's an ear of corn. Now, you have two ears. An ear, a left ear. Righty. Most of the time, people don't use them because there's a big face in the middle. That's just so much to wear now. But you have a left ear and a right ear. So you have to look at it. That's what the Word of God says. Let them that have ears hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So you have to really, like, take words and take them to heart. You have to make sure that when you're using the words, you're using them correctly. Sometimes, you know, you have people that don't know the words of the song and they make up a song in the middle of a song. Y'all know who I'm talking about. And then you have people that's trying to sound so educated, they make up words because it sounded good in their head or it sounded good when they said it. And you'd be looking like people that know, like Margo and Apostle Elect Cecilia and Miss Tony, Dr. Serena Wright, Evangelist Tony Howard, Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister, they know when people try to make something sound good, they'll make up a word. Now, we know the words. What is it? I can't think of how to say it right now. Sometimes words get tangled up in my head. I'm trying to say it. Like we say, it's Mississippi. I'm just making something up, okay? And they say, yeah, you over there in Mississippi. Because it sounded good when you're talking. Yeah, we was down there in Mississippi. We had so much fun. But you know the word. A state is called Mississippi. You have to know people that make words up because they trying to sound like they educated instead of, okay. Now, here's another word. Y'all ready for this? Male. My son is a male, M-A-L-E. I come in the house every day to check the mail, M-A-I-L. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when I go to the mail, all I find is a B-I-L-L. That make me don't want to check the M-A-I-L. So a male is, that was the first person that God made. Adam. He made a male. And when God said, a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord, he's saying about the male. God made aware the male, M-A-L-E, is who produced the seed to continue the family. Mm. Y'all have to understand that. Yeah. And the male is supposed to be the hunter, the provider, the protector. What I mean by a hunter is he hunts out a way to provide for his family. He hunts out a way to protect his family. He hunts out a way to be there for his family. That's what a male is supposed to do. A male is supposed to be the leader in the house. That's what God put him there for, to work alongside his F-E-M-A-L-E, his female, his wife. Now, that may not be the one you want to use, but that's what I use. A male is the extension of the father. You know, most males don't have a leadership or, how they say, a role model. Unfortunately, we're going to be real. Unfortunately, most of our male boys don't have a role model. And because we are mothers raising our males, M-A-L-E, we don't have the proper way of raising them if we don't ask for wisdom, if we don't ask for help, if we don't ask for guidance, if we don't spend time trying to make sure our sons, our males, are put in a proper place of learning. I'm not saying release, let go, and turn over your boys anyone that you can't be a part of learning the process. If you teach that young man how to be fearful of God, word and of God. In the Bible, it talks about how Hannah, I'm kind of for sure I got a name, how Hannah has God for Samuel. And when she had him, she gave him back to God, and she told God, once she weaned him off, she would give him back. So we have to know that our males are supposed to be leaders. I'm hoping you all get that. Supposed to be leaders. Yes. Now, you also have the word fail. Hurt myself right there. Ooh. See, I get W-E-A-K when I hear the word S-A-L-E. Ooh, fail. Did I hear somebody call a fail? That's how we act. If I walk down the street and I see that sign in the window, S-A-L-E, with the percent behind it, I kind of go sideways. I want you to understand. My cards get maxed out. My cards used to have a name on it called Visa. Now they called Overload. Jesus, help me in that category. The word S-A-L-E will get you in trouble. It should be called dangerous, because sales are everywhere. Then you got the boat. You could be riding on a boat. You let up the sail. S-A-I-L. I don't care too much for boats. Well, we know why. But the other reason is because I don't want to go overboard. I can swim, but not that good. Okay, that's another story. But every boat, most likely, that they take out, so they're going to sell it, it has a sail. Now, some are speed boats and stuff like that. I'm talking about boats with sails, S-A-I-L. Now, let me see what time it is. Okay, we're coming close to the end. You got another word. It's spelled three different ways, but it sounds alike. Now, the first one is do. D-O. A question often, it's used often in a question. Do you understand what I mean? Do you want some of this? Do you have a question you would like to ask? Do you have something you want to bring in? You know, D-O. Then you have D-U-E. Yeah, after you have that S-A-L-E sale and you use them credit cards, you have a bill due, D-U-E. That's the downside of the word, say, I mean, of spending that kind of money. Or your monthly bills, your rent, your mortgage, your car notes, your car insurance, your light, your gas, getting your hair done. Now, those are due. Those are bills that's due. Stuff you already accumulate, you have to pay for. D-U-E. Now, let me tell you about the other due. This is just an extra one. I'm just going to throw it in. Some people like that pop called the due. D-E-W. I don't like it, but some people do like it. I don't like the dew because when I do drink the dew, I don't know how to let the dew go. So I don't want to do the D-E-W because I don't know how to let it go. It's do something to my taste buds. It's the dew. I remember growing up, we used to say, yeah, I got the dew. Help me, Lord, I don't need that memory. But we used to say, I got to do. Ooh, Jesus. Nowadays they say, I got the juice, the sauce. That's what I heard my son say. He was talking on the phone one day, and he was using that manly voice, and he said, I got the sauce. I said, the sauce, what you talking about? And I found out what the sauce means.
okay, he got the phone. But back then, we called it the Duke. But I'm so glad that God saw the need in me that I don't have to have a Duke no more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got my final word. It's spelled different ways. One way it's spelled with a K. Carrot. K-A-R-A-T. Ooh. A gold carrot. Pure gold. You know, your earrings, your necklace, your ropes, your little diamond cuts, your rings for your finger. Carrot. K-A-R... K-A-R-A-T. Then you got, I like it, the veggie, the vegetable, the carrot, C-A-R-R-O-T, something you eat, you know, carrot. Carrot cake, or just a plain carrot. You know, we used to look at a cartoon, Bugs Bunny, and he would have a carrot, and he'd say, what's up, Doc, with that carrot in his mouth? Then you have the carrot that's C-A-R-A-T, weight. Not what I got on me. You know, that ain't no carrot weight. It's like the weight, you weigh something, the carrot weight. Then you got the C-A-R-E-T, carrot. That's a mark, a wedge size. Like if you're writing down something, you put that carrot, that little mark in there. So that is some of the things that I have, you know, because them just some words that I was talking to God about words. I said, God, a lot of times we use words not knowing what these words mean. You know, you got people that don't know the proper usage for words. You got people that don't know how to spell certain words. Like I say, a thing with teachers, they're always teaching us what's called proper English. So when you have someone that's teaching you proper English, you know, I know, like when we were growing up, it was a certain way we were told to sit. You know, girls don't sit with their legs open. Especially that's all that's how we were told to sit. We were told to sit back with our back straight. You know, we were told to look a certain way and act a certain way while we're sitting. That's just things we were taught. We were taught to speak slowly and clearly. We were taught, not saying we always did it, but we were taught. You know, so I, like you got the word road. You could say I drove down a road, or you could say I rode my bike, or I rode on a plane. You got R-O-D-E-R-O-A-D. So, road, road. Sound the same, different meaning. Spell the same, different meaning. Tonight, I just wanted to show you how you could take different words. Yes, Minister Margo said we were taught standards of behavior. We were. We were taught that when your parents called you, we didn't say what, huh, yeah. We said yes, ma'am, yes, sir. No, ma'am, no, sir. When they say, did you hear me? We didn't say, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. That was a call of nature that said, your next few days will be in intensive care with tube feeding if you survive. So we didn't play, our parents didn't play that.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. When I see children talk to their parents the way they do, and the parents let them. I remember one time, you know, I'm going to tell on myself. The best story you can tell about yourself is on yourself. I remember as a little kid, I was calling myself being smart. I got a whooping afterwards, but I was trying to be smart because I was going to tell my mother how I felt. I wanted something, and she said no. And then she said it again when I tried to ask again. Since you didn't understand me saying no, I'm going to tell you like this. N-O. We talked about that a little earlier. So I said to her, you ain't my friend. And she said, you correct. I'm not. She said, I would never be your friend. Now, I can look at you friendly. I can speak to you friendly. And one day when you get grown and on your own, she said, I may even act friendly. She said, but I will never be your friend. Because no matter how old you get, I'll still be them many years older than you, and I'll always be your mom. And I said all that to say, don't expect your children to treat you or respect you because you're their mama or their daddy, but yet you don't teach them the power and words, and the main word is respect. I don't care how many ways you spell respect. I don't care how many ways you use respect. Respect is just that. Respect is earned before it's given. Now, I can respectfully say, I don't mess with you. I can respectfully say, get out of my face. I can respectfully say that. But when I'm giving you respect, it's yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I got a sister named Apostle Elect Cecilia. She will yes, ma'am, you, no, ma'am, you, yes, sir, you, no, sir, you, to death. We have an auntie and a sister, an older sister named Minnie, that told her, I don't appreciate you saying yes, ma'am, to you, to me. And Apostle Elect told her, well, I understand, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Don't call me that. She said, yes, ma'am. Did you hear what I said? Yes, ma'am. She's going to do that because, first of all, that's the way we were raised. The second way, she was in the military. So it's embedded in her. When words are embedded in you, you use them. And just these little words tonight I use, I hope it helps somebody to help them have a relationship with their children, their spouse, their friends, and at work. It's not what you say, as Minister Ron Montgomery said on Monday, it's how you say it. It's power in your words, and it's power in the way you say it. I'm still learning how to be filtered, because at one time in my life, I was not filtered. I mean, you know how you filter coffee, the old coffee maker, when we was growing up, you had to put a filter in the coffee pot and put the coffee in, and it percolate, and the water would bring the coffee down through the coffee grind so it wouldn't be a lot of grinds in the coffee. I had a hole in my filter, and I didn't care. But I thank God that I went back to my roots, and I thank God for the women and the men that he have in my life that taught me you don't have to always say things that way. You don't have to always know, make sure a person know how you feel automatically. Sometimes, just a look, like our parents did when we were young, just a look made you say, I better shut up and sit down. You go in the corner like this here. And they say, what's wrong? Nothing. Because you know, when you get home, you're going to get some special. Yes, sir. Special. So, as Minister Margo said, I thank God for what's that word? Restoration. I thank God for restoring us. I thank God for delivering us.
I thank God for protecting us against our own self. I thank God for that. I thank God for everything he's doing. So I'm so glad you all took time out to listen to the program on tonight. Keep Prophet Antoine Thomas in your prayers. Keep Pastor Troy Thomas in your prayers. Keep Dr. Serena Wright in your prayers. Keep Minister Margot McCord in your prayers. Keep Minister Tony Montgomery and Elder Ron Montgomery in your prayers. Keep Minister Sheila Kaiser in your prayers. Keep Minister Brandon Kaiser in your prayers. Keep Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser in your prayers. Keep Minister Lon Seabury in your prayers. Keep, oh, our songstress, Cynthia Seabury in your prayers. Keep them people. Mm-hmm. Keep those vessels. Mm-hmm. Keep those people that's chosen by Christ in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers. And while you're praying for us, pray for our family. Pray that God will be done. Because one thing I do know, God is an awesome God. He does nothing by mistake. He don't let nothing happen by mistake. All things happen for a reason. Because God is God. I learned also, I was trying to figure out something that I could come up with the word for hair. But I couldn't come up with nothing else. But I did read in Proverbs 16:33. It says, gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained in a righteous life. Oh, I know y'all see it. I covered it up, but I know y'all see it. I said, look at here about gray hair. Then I found another in Matthew 10:30. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Even the ones you thought you lost, it's still evidence it was there, it's still numbered. You all, I thank you all again for joining us. This Monday is the fifth Monday of the month, the last Monday. And our speaker will be Minister Lars Seabury from Milwaukee. He is the speaker for our youth ministry, and that's the fifth Monday of every month. Please join in at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time is our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and our very own Minister Sheila Kaiser and our very own Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be here Sunday morning. So while you're getting ready for church, tune in. And let God bless you. Let God bless you, I'm telling you. And don't forget, next Friday will be the first Friday of the month. That's my night. I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Tune in at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time again. I don't know what God is going to have us to talk about, but I tell you what, God is so good. I love the Lord with my whole heart. And Blog Talk, if you have anything to say, please speak now and let God just open your heart up to whatever words you want to use. Blog Talk, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, will be added unto you tonight.